Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your humble host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm so happy to have Camille Parker on the show. She's taken the music scene by storm with the recent release of her debut EP, After the Whiskey, Part 1. Her powerful vocals and introspective songwriting shine on every single track where she co-wrote and led creative direction.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Camille. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. So, rising Southern pop star, that's kind of a cool, I love your title there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first, thank you for having me. I'm excited anytime I get to talk about music. I stumbled into this Southern pop kind of moniker in the last year, where we were trying to find a way to talk about my music in the most succinct but honest way that we could come up with. So it is country at its core because there's a focus on the storytelling element, but there is no denying that I'm clearly influenced by a lot of different sounds and a lot of different experiences. So it has the organic instrumentation and the emphasis on songwriting that country music has, but it really is for everyone, whether you're mostly listening to country or if you've only heard a few country songs, there may be something in there for you.
Awesome. And I think country has evolved so much in the last 10 years. You know, it's gotten a little more rockified, a little more pop. It's so experimental. I love it.
Yeah, it's exciting to see the genre continue to evolve and transform. I also love that there are so many traditionalists in the space. I think it just makes for like a really healthy expression of music to have both there.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us about the first tune you ever learned.
The first tune I ever learned. Wow, it was probably some Mariah Carey song. Girl, I just thought she was just the most phenomenal singer when I was a little girl, and I still do. I respect her immensely as a songwriter, more so now that I've grown up a bit. But it would probably be either that or just something from my church choir when I was a little girl. But if we're talking about a song that inspired my own journey as an artist, it's most likely her, Miranda Lambert, one of those two.
Yeah. It was interesting. I think about a year ago, I actually watched Mariah's masterclass. I don't know if you've seen that, talking about her songwriting a little bit. And it's always fascinating to me to see different people and how they work on their songwriting in almost an unlimited number of different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially working with a lot more creatives now, I've really come to be a lot more intrigued and just kind of enamored with the process of song making. I can really talk about it all day. It's quite beautiful.
Okay. So, all right. On that cue, let's talk about it. What is the most common way that you get started writing a song?
It's common for me at this point, but I'll typically come up with a song idea while I'm just living my life. I'll get like a little flash of something, whether it's an image that comes to mind or a texture or a color. It starts very abstract, and I'll kind of sit with that idea and I'll imagine things around it. And then I'll start to hear what the song could be like. So by the time I get to the writing room, I have a pretty decent idea of just really like a outline of what I think a song can be. Sometimes I'll come in with the chorus already done or verse melodies already kind of, you know, stewing around, but it hits a little bit different every time, but it usually starts with just seeing a vision.
Okay. Tell us a little bit, are there any instruments you play? Is it just your voice, or is there something else that you like to play around with?
Yeah, I've fallen quite in love with the guitar. It's still a very personal thing for me. I've been doing a lot of growth in this past year, and I've been using the guitar as almost like a therapy mechanism to really work through those thoughts. At some point I will come out and I'll play in public as a part of my show. It's something I picked up during the pandemic, and I've continued to grow with since then. When I was a child, I played woodwind instruments, and obviously you can't sing and play woodwinds at the same time. So coming over to being a very, very beginner guitar player has really given me a bit more control back, so I can do both, and I really love it.
Okay. So is your family musical at all? I'm just curious.
My grandmother, not so much. She has a really deep appreciation for music. My grandfather, he was a trumpet player in the 60s and 70s. So he was the person who introduced me to country music and really instilled in me having the ability to interact with a crowd and to make sure that my set list was kind of a range of emotions. He's quite skilled and intuitive in that way. And he's been able to pass a bit of that on to me. And I'm still learning from so many great people. But yeah, that's where it all begins.
I always love hearing someone, no matter how accomplished they are, just talk about that they're still learning. And I think a lot of people, it's a little cringy when I hear people, especially if they haven't quite, quote unquote, made it, and they're talking about how they've kind of arrived and everything is easy for them and great. To me, I'm like you, I'm always trying to learn. And I think that's the key to getting better. And you got to realize that, I think. It's really important.
Absolutely. I consider my artistry my vocation. It's the way that I process my life. So for me, this will always be a continuation of learning, no matter how good the end product may seem or how great the show is or the song is. I think I'll always be looking for notes and looking for ways to grow and new inspiration.
No, I totally agree. What decade did it for you? 70s, 60s, 80s? What is your passion?
It depends. I try not to look at music in a linear way, especially because I've discovered so much music multiple times. Like when I was really, really little girl, I remember my grandfather playing a lot of Pointer Sisters and Charlie Pride and Diana Ross and Tina Turner. And obviously when you're a young child, it's just a part of your environment. So I've had the chance to go back and revisit Tina's first album and revisit Diana's work and revisit a lot of country stars that I love, like Reba McEntire. They've been so instrumental in that, but I'm just always rediscovering it. So I couldn't pin it down to an exact time period.
Okay. When you look at what you have going on for next year for the fans, anything that you can spoil, give us a little information on what they should expect from you next year?
Well, I'm really excited. I'll be making my Grand Ole Opry debut in February of this year, 2024. So that's huge. I'm really, really honored to be stepping foot into that circle. I'm just really still processing how exciting it all is.
That's awesome.
I look forward to bringing people more music. We have so much more music coming in the new year, and I want to meet you guys. I want to be out on the road. So we're looking forward to doing that too.
It's really cool, Camille. I'm really happy.
Thank you.
Tell us about, oh, you're welcome. Tell us about this song we're going to hear. What inspired it?
The song we're going to hear is Peace. I got the idea for the song when I was doom scrolling on social media. I came across a little message from a girl that said, "I am no man's peace." And underneath the post, there was so much discourse about what a woman's role is or should be in a relationship, and this responsibility that she should have for bringing peace to the relationship. And I said, you know what? I want to write a song that basically says, I can be a million things for you, but I can't give you peace. Peace is ultimately something we have to find inside of ourselves. And both of us, whoever me and my partner is, that's what we should both be bringing to the relationship.
I absolutely love that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I love the way you phrase that also. So I'll tell you what, let's listen to the song and then we'll come back and talk a little bit. Okay, Camille?
Very cool.
All right, everybody, check this out. See what you think. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what they told you. Oh, but destiny don't need warning. They play you safe. I know you're not the same. Oh, no, no, you're never scared of a little truth or dare. Cause I'm your favorite liability. I may never be stable, but you ain't looking for no angel. I can give you love, make you see God, bring you down to your knees. I can take you higher, be everything you desire, give you more than you need. But I can't, I can't, I can't give you
That was a really cool song. I think the fans are going to receive that very well. So thank you for sharing it with us tonight.
Thank you for playing it.
You're welcome. What is your favorite app on your phone that you're willing to confess to us here tonight?
My favorite app on my phone right now. My least favorite has been my calendar the past few weeks. It used to be my favorite, but you know, the beauty of working more and being a bit busier is that the entire day is usually covered in blue, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
But if I'm not completely just knee deep in work, I do love TikTok right now. It's a very exciting space.
Yeah, for sure. You can see what the attraction is, right? Everybody's going nuts on TikTok.
Yeah, I think it's really beautiful to watch so many communities pop up through this app, and you get to learn the most random, exciting facts and histories. And there's kind of something for everyone, depending on what side of TikTok you're on. But right now I'm in this this side of TikTok where it's all about songwriting process and learning about like Michael Jackson's BGVs and Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey and all these artists that spend a lot of time on the production of their songs. So it's been really fun to see a community of music people that want to break all that down. I think it's really awesome. We put a lot of time into these songs, so it's cool to talk about.
That's cool. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the music industry, whether you're talking about Spotify royalties, women in music, just anything you want to talk about for the next 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
I think the music business is always changing. I've noticed some changes in the past 3 years even, and I'm just starting. I think that the people who always win or find success are going to be the personality types that aren't afraid of change, that understand that our job is to bring music as a part of the soundtrack to people's lives. And I think if you stay true to your course and your artistic expression and don't get caught up on old ideas or just old ways of thinking and doing things. Tradition is great, but we always have to move forward. So I think that kind of thing will, you know, sustain any of us who are attempting to have careers in the business. I stay out of the politics of all of it, but I think those two things are, if I was going to say anything about this business, it would be that, just to stay the course and be adaptable.
Yeah, for sure. Is there a certain genre of movies that you're addicted to?
Right now I'm really into period pieces. I recently saw Napoleon, which I was really a big fan of, and I've been watching a bunch of series that are set in the 17th and 18th century, though the really the ones that focus on women during those times, and just seeing how irreverent and brilliant women have always been has been really exciting to read about, and obviously watch the films and the movies in the series too.
Yeah, you know, there's a part of me that thinks that the TV and movie industry is kind of undergoing the same thing that happened to us in music, where between Netflix, Apple TV, there's just so much content. And on the one hand, I think we've seen it in music where it's a little devalued and people keep squeezing you, and they've tried to keep the content good. They've tried to make sure they understand with the release schedule when you can see in the theaters, when it's, but I think they're having a little bit of a challenge now. I know a few years ago, people were all excited, oh, what's on Netflix? And I think now, you know, I subscribe to like 7 different platforms, which is annoying. I'm having a harder time finding good content. So I wonder if people are getting a little bit of a dilemma with the film and TV industry now.
I don't know. I mean, an artist like me, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for things like Spotify and independent distribution. Those things are, it's really the only way that it would have been possible for me to have the kind of career that I'm embarking on. Again, I'm just starting out, but I've been able to see again how technology can move things forward. And I genuinely believe that no one will ever get tired of a good film or a good song. I think that art is so necessary. It's such a part of being human. How we find our art and making it discoverable, like, those are obviously a lot of questions around that and what the future of that looks like. But I genuinely believe that art is always going to be here to stay. And it's everyone wants to be seen and everyone wants to be heard. And I think that film and music do just such an amazing job of that. And I think we'll always find a way to make sure that we get that to people.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge I see, I agree with you. I have no label. So where in the world could you have gotten the kind of exposure you have without the streaming platforms and social media? And the answer is you couldn't have. The challenge I see is how people are going to have enough content on each of these platforms to maintain their viewership and keep people happy. And how are people going to be able to sort through it? There's just too much content. And it's hard. I don't have the answer to it, but obviously we all want to put out great content. But that's one of the challenges I see.
Yeah, well, I definitely don't have an answer for that. My job is to live life and to process my experiences and hopefully make art that resonates with people and brings a little hope to people's day. And however we have to get it to them, then that's what I'm willing to do.
Yeah, I second that. That's awesome. All right. Well, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show tonight. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been awesome.
You're welcome, Camille. And thank you to out there to all the fans for listening and spending a little bit of your precious time with the two of us. We hope your unique story gets heard around the world too. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
Life's an open road. Every day a new adventure. Opportunity behind every door. But you always want more. You swallow your doubt. Can't get out of bed. Never satisfied.
tears just can't be denied. I just really, really hate it when you're struggling. I just really, really hate it when you're in pain. But all I can do is tell you to fight it and help you get the ship righted. I hope you know I'm never leaving. I'll always give you something, something to believe in. We get past the been here before. Sometimes we waste the good days, and we don't want the same old cliches. Just be who you are, it's what the world needs. And finding light isn't easy, but I'll always love you deeply. I just really, really hate it when you're struggling. I just really, really hate it when you're in pain. But all I can do is tell you to fight it and help you get the ship righted. I hope you know I'm never leaving. I'll always give you something, something to to believe in. And all we can do is tell you to fight it and help you get the ship righted. I hope you know we're never leaving. We'll always give you something, something to believe.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.